have an amendment, I believe. Let's read 416. We have an amendment on that before we do a roll call.
416, assess benefited properties for street and stormwater improvements from south of Northeast Whitaker Way to north of Northeast Prescott Court in the Northeast 136th Avenue Phase 1 Local Improvement District.
Okay, this one's back, Commissioner Novick. Andrew, tell us about the amendment.
Mayor Hales, Andrew Abbey again, LID Administrator. I passed out a map to Carla that she will pass out to you, and I apologize for not having this map with me last week. I think this map will give you a little better picture of what we're looking at here. So the properties in pink are the ones that we petitioned to be part of the Phase 1 LID, and we didn't get any petition support despite one of those property owners being the initial contact person that asked us to fix up the street. So what the amendment would do, and it's strictly optional should council choose to entertain it, but what the amendment would do is it would direct me as LID administrator to bring a resolution forward for council consideration to consider forming a local improvement district to do the Phase 2 LID and complete the street improvements on Northeast 136th Avenue. I really want to stress that if council chooses to adopt this amendment, it does not obligate council to actually form the LID. So what I would do is go back and huddle with engineering staff, put an exact scope on it, put an exact price tag on it, of course come up with the LID assessment methodology, notify the property owners, have a meeting with them, bring it back forward for council consideration. If you don't like what you hear, then council would certainly be free not to move forward with that LID, so there certainly is no obligation. The purpose of the amendment is twofold. One is it bypasses the normal petition process by which we normally initiate LIDs and just takes it straight to council. And then secondly, what it does is it intended to address some of the issues that Omar Tools raised last week about their concern that the rest of the street be improved. So it's a faster roadmap, if you will, to getting the rest of the street improved. What the amendment does not do is it does not change any of the proposed assessments between the properties participating in the Phase 1 LID.
And then presumably if the second LID does form, the Almar Tools will be credited for having already paid for their part of the street?
They would not be credited, but they would not pay anything for that additional improvement, which would offer some degree of additional special benefit to their property.
So you would get to rough justice, assuming that we get to Phase 2?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
So I move the amendment.
There's a motion to adopt the amendment. Is there
second?
A second? Further discussion? Then a roll call on the amendment, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thank you very much, Andrew. Aye.
Fritz?
Good work. Aye.
Hales?
Aye.
Thank you, Council.
Okay, and a roll call on second reading of the ordinance as amended.
Doesn't it have to go to another second reading?
The amendment added an emergency clause also. Was that?
Do we need, it didn't already have one?
Oh, it added an emergency?
Yeah, my page did, correct.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so we can vote.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And we are, unless I've neglected an item, recessed until 2 p.m. Yes. Did you hear about our interesting conversation yesterday?
Oh, did you?
With